From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia's defense ministry said Tuesday a group of its warplanes took off from an airbase in Iran to carry out airstrikes against militants in Syria. They say the strikes hit five warehouses with weapons, ammunition, and fuel, as well as training camps for the Islamic State and Jabhat al-Nusra terrorist groups. The attacks took place in the provinces of Aleppo, Deir ez-Zor, and Idlib. U.S. military officials have told China they are under no threat from South Korea's deployment of a U.S. anti-missile defense system. The United States and South Korea have agreed to base the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System in Seoul. It is intended to destroy any North Korean missiles that would be fired at the South. The decision has come under fire by state media in China, where there are suggestions that the system is intended to track Chinese missiles. A Turkish court ordered pro-Kurdish newspaper to close Tuesday, accusing it of engaging in terrorist propaganda. The court accused the Özgür Gündem newspaper of being the media organ of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. Earlier in the day, state media reported that police raided 44 companies in Istanbul in connection with last month's failed coup. The Anadolu agency said arrest warrants were issued for 120 company executives accused of providing financial support to Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. U.S. gymnast Simone Biles has won her fourth gold medal of the 2016 Olympic Games in Tuesday's floor exercises competition. Russia continued its dominance of Olympic synchronized swimming. This is VOA News. 3 months before the U.S. presidential election, analysts are saying there is more than an 80% likelihood that Democrat Hillary Clinton will defeat Republican Donald Trump. Polls show that Americans hold negative views of both candidates, but more against him than her. There are 12 weeks of campaigning remaining before the November 8th election and three scheduled debates between Clinton and Trump that could change the fortunes for either candidate. For the moment, Clinton holds a steady 7 percentage point lead in national polling and growing margins in key states. The FBI has sent Congress documents related to its investigation of Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server during her tenure as Secretary of State. The House Oversight Committee said Tuesday it had received the documents marked secret, which include notes on FBI interviews with Clinton and other witnesses during the investigation. Prices in the U.S. economy rose a modest 0.8% over the past 12 months. Tuesday's report from the Labor Department shows the rate of inflation was a bit slower in July than the previous month as gasoline prices declined. More than 14 million people in Angola and the Democratic Republic of Congo are to be vaccinated against yellow fever. Lisa Schlein reports.
Mass vaccination campaigns usually take between 3 to 6 months to plan, but the World Health Organization says this campaign must begin by the start of the rainy season in September because the spread of yellow fever could become unstoppable. Yellow fever is a potentially deadly flu-like disease spread by mosquitoes. It causes a high fever and jaundice, a yellowing of the skin and eyes. The disease is not curable, but it can be prevented with the yellow fever vaccine. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Pakistan's military says airstrikes near the border with Afghanistan have killed at least 14 militants and wounded 11 others. An army spokesman says the air and ground operation targeted a remote valley in the Khyber tribal district and destroyed 9 hideouts. British authorities say they are seeking information about Iran's arrest of a British-Iranian person suspected of spying for Britain. An Iranian prosecutor says the person under arrest is active in the economic field related to Iran. He did not disclose the name of the individual but said the person was arrested last week. Circumstances surrounding the arrest are not clear, but arrests of people with foreign ties are increasing in Iran following the country's recent nuclear agreement. Iran does not acknowledge dual nationalities, which means detainees are not eligible for diplomatic assistance. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.